Gimel Menachem Oz, Sunday the 19th of July, Rabbi Michael Scharf. Kashrus preparation halachas for the holidays. This week's Torah Way has been sponsored by her family, Le'ilu Nishmas, Marask Sipora, Bras Harav Moshe HaKohen Olehar Shalom.
Preparation for the holiday, I think, is maybe not so appropriate to discuss in this particular days of the 9 days of the Ani Ma'amin Be'emunah Shleimo. Chol Yom Achak Eloi, Shebechol Yom Shiyovoi. Baruch Hashem, we are not preparing something for the holiday, we are forgetting the 9 days, Cholil Vechaz. Begeder Mishe Torach Be'erev Shabbos, Yoichal Be'Shabbos. In trueness, when we are preparing for a holiday, it's something, one very important thing that we need to have in mind. In Taket, there's Geder Mishe Torach Be'erev Shabbos. It means we need to prepare ourselves where we are going to. Every place, in every country, every area is completely different. If one is a little bit alert to, of course, where everyone knows he's going, but every area, the place, the apartment, the hotel, wherever one is going, can make life much more easy as far as kashrus is concerned. We're going to discuss various issues that we find in what is related to one when one is abroad. He goes away, and he's going to find himself in certain issues that suddenly he's stuck, he doesn't know what to do. So if one will have prepared himself and know where he's going, know what equipment, how the kitchen looks like, what they there will definitely make his life much more easy, and definitely the holiday much more easy. I'm going to run through various points. First of all, as far as products is concerned, so every country have different items, and what we are used to, for example, here in England, it's completely different in different countries. I picked up various points, it's simple things which I know from previous years where people are calling and asking, so I'm trying maybe to save myself a bit of phone calls, but it's more to be alert to those particular issues. One of the things that Baruch Hashem one can buy everywhere and anywhere when we are is fish, raw fish. We mustn't forget that fish need to have simone tare, and not the, in particular the type of fish that we have here. They are on sale in different countries, especially when we come to sea resort. They like to have the what they call the local fisheries type of fish, and it's a very delicate and cautious wise, we need to be very careful, because number one, many times you go to a fishmonger's, they will have various type of fish, obviously skinless. We know that one can't buy because there is no simonim. You don't have how to recognize if it's a kosher fish. But also the issue you'll find many times a fishmonger in this local villages or wherever it is, they'll have on display so many different type of fish, but one on top of each other, or one next to each other, and you'll have what we call a tzir, the moisture of one fish going to the next, and you'll have one non-kosher fish with another kosher fish touching of each other. This can be in a whole fish, for example. You can have a trout on one side, the next way they have a eel, or different type of treffen fish. And therefore, if we're talking about just plain whole fish, and the same thing will be in fillet with simonim, one need to have the habit just to take it, no problem, you can buy it, but you need to be very careful when you come home, you need to make sure to wash it properly. If it's a whole fish, it's much easier, you just wash it on the thing, in and out properly, rubbing with your hand to make sure that all the tzir, everything disappears. It's more just a rinsing. It's mamish, rubbing a little bit with the finger to make sure that all the especially in the fish, the nature of the fish is sticking a little bit. So we need to make sure that the tzir, what Chazal called the tzir, disappear. When we're talking about the fillet, it's really an open fish. Here it's a little bit more delicate. And according to the poskim, what you need to do is really to rub the fish. Now, the problem with the fillet is that obviously the fishmonger can use the same knife, for example, which he cut and he filleted a non-kosher fish, which with a kosher fish. So once you take the fillet, put it on the running water, and either with a knife to scrape the side, you have to make sure that the water goes all between the flesh and remove everything which can, and obviously on top and underneath. One is allowed to tell the goy to remove him the skin, if one doesn't want the skin, as long as we have seen that the skin had a simonim, and to make sure that this is actually the fish which has been given to you. I can tell you about my personal experience that I asked one of the goyim to remove the skin, and looks like Beshas, he removed it, he cracked the fish, obviously he couldn't give me such a fish, but from the other side, it was not nice for him as a professional fishmonger, they cracked the fish by skinning, so he tried, without me realizing, taking another fish and doing it. He didn't mean anything bad, in fact. He was just for his profession. He couldn't skin a fish. So this is the problem. One need to be careful. You have to keep an eye to make sure that's what you're getting back. So in the fish sense, obviously we're not talking about buying mince or even using a mincer, which is very rarely exists, we haven't seen in these places. But one need to be quite careful about it. Cereals is another items which people tend to buy, you know, while schlep from wherever you are. What we need to be careful is that we may be used to a certain type of cereal or a make, particular brand name here in the UK, and we're going to cross the board, you'll find that the same particular product have different ingredients and have some, many of them have milk in it, obviously cholov akum, and the main one need to be very careful. So you need to make sure that the particular cereal that you want to buy, you check the ingredient to make sure. Today there is quite a lot of, if we're talking in Europe, if it's in France, in Spain, particularly in Spain, we need to be quite careful. They have different ingredients, but I think the makes that we are used to use here in the UK have also a Herschel abroad. And if it does, we need to be very careful to make sure that the ingredients are correct, because some of them will have mamash milchik in a different, in exactly the same items which is produced here in the UK. Bakery goods, they are, Baruch Hashem, here we are used to have all kosher bakeries. When we go abroad, either we have kosher bread, but in some places they have a customs to buy some bread from a non-kosher bakery. And there are two issues with it. Obviously, pas akum, you know, subject to have the bread known to be kosher, pas akum. In pas akum, there is a halacha, if someone is in a place, there is no pas yisrael, one can rely on it. But there is another issue of the ingredients which contains in the bread. It's in France, the oilam there, they usually buy normal what they call the bread or baguette and pain, which is usually known as a kosher item. Although, I'll be honest, I have some doubt in the recent years. There's been some changes in the ingredients, and it's not so what they used to call the four ingredients bread. They are today, they have an emulsifier and certain other ingredients in it. But apart from that, one of the biggest issues is the ovens that the companies, bakeries, will use today an oven for bread and so for different items. If it's bakery goods, which is milky or meaty and who knows what, well, especially in the villages. So if one wants to buy and need to make sure that this particular bakery has been checked, today in the mountains there are many bakeries that has been checked by a certain person in charge, usually groups together. So just need to find out. A few phone calls usually can save a lot of aggravation, and there is available, I know, in the Alps there are many bakeries around, there is in the different places which have as well. We need to know that bread in Europe, it's not just an issue of Passacum, it's an issue of mamash, either cholov, which they have, a lot of them have milk in it, and even a trefus. There are many places which they still use a certain amount of lard in it, and some animal fat in the bread, and some of them in the bread, some of them to smear, just to just to smear onto the trays, to anti-sticking agent. They put mamish fat in it, which a lot of them are animal fat. So bread is not just a bread as we know. Even here in England, no one can say that the bread is, they have a lot of ingredients issue, a lot of them contains milk as well. The other issue is obviously fruit and vegetables, and which, especially this year, Shemitah year, there is a huge amount of export of peres and yerokos from Eretz Yisrael to Europe, although some countries have less than others because they have much more own produced. Nevertheless, you'll find in many, many, many places they have produce of Israel. You can also find what they called packed in Holland and produce of Israel. You'll have both of the names together. If it doesn't, if it just says packed in Holland, you don't need to be choishes, but many times we'll have the two wording. And obviously there's a problem of Shemitah, now Paris also, issue of Shemitah, and so on. So one need to be quite careful. Today in supermarkets they have what they call a traceability name, which one can definitely rely on it. But we need to be alert that there are something which it's not. We know that in the UK it's quite high percentage of import of Israeli goods, but it definitely happened in other European countries as well. And there's just a guidance as far as generally product is concerned. Obviously, not talking about all the rest of product ingredients. There are definitely a lot of things like rice and certain things that one can buy abroad. But generally, we need to be aware of what is available and not just to rely that simple because here we are used to it to buy from supermarket that we can do there as well. One of the big issues in holiday flats, apartments, wherever it is a kashering of a kitchen. So we're not going to go into all detail of kashering a kitchen because this is something which takes a long time and difficult because every kitchen is different. But what, first of all, it's important to know two points. The difference between kashering a kitchen from non-kosher and from Pesach point of view. On Pesach, what we are kashering basically is what we call heiter obola. We are kashering from chometz, which is kosher chometz, but one at home, to a Pesach dike status. What we kashering from heiter obola to a Pesach status. So basically from kosher to kosher, but in different status of Pesach. When we come to a goyish place, we are kashering from isur obola. We are now removing the blias and obviously the be'ein and all this from Isura, from the velis and trefers and so on. So obviously Ben Yoyimo is a chiyuv, is no question about it, even though by Pesach there are some mekilim, because of the teir bola you don't need to wait 24 hours before you cash in your equipment. But nevertheless, yes, Pesach have different chumras because Pesach be mashu. But this particular point of Isur Ebola, there is no heter, 24 hours a must after every equipment has been left idle and clean completely without any hot water boiled in it and so on. So it's a very, very delicate. And one needs to know and to call the owner, the agent of the apartment to know what it's the kitchen have, a thing, what type of gas cooker is it, gas, is it electric? Today many, many apartments don't have gas at all. They have electric, can be just an old-fashioned, what we know, the rings, which are the MS, the best to use, which we have the element, which the element will become red, basically, and will just burn everything. So those MS is the best way, because the rest of the hop can be covered. You pour boiling water onto the metal, which, you know, I don't know if it exists so many, steel, but this was the best idea. You pour boiling water and then you cover it twice with the silver foil. This is obviously the best option. Today, however, we find ourselves in a new design in the kitchen, especially in the rentable accommodation. You'll find that there are various heating elements. If it's a glass, which are ceramic glass, for example, or you have different type of new glasses which don't even get hot. What do they call that? We'll get a induction glass heating element. Basically, you put your pot and the heat is extracted and put directly to the pot. So although there's no heat directly into it, nevertheless, there is a bleed because it's a glass, and if you have liquid we pour on to the glass, then you have definitely bleed. So one needs to be very careful about it. And we need to be aware about what type of warming glasses they have. So I only suggest someone can call up, and if there is such a thing, there is a shop here, actually, in Temple Fortune, the corner, what they call the hardware. Shuttle. So I think it's very good to publicize it. They have in stock specially designed for them material which goes onto the surface, and you just cut around the ring where you need to heat up, and it still works either with the element as far as the pot is concerned. Some of them work with a special transfer heat, or the heat goes through, there's no problem. This is BMS, the best thing, obviously, for Pesach, for all year round, and obviously for non-kosher kitchen. This is, we're not talking about ovens. Ovens are more complicated to kosher. There are some which have self-cleaning ovens, which goes up to over 500 degrees centigrade, which this is mamash libun gomu. This is fine. But usually the most popular oven goes up to 300 C, which is not a libun gomu. Obviously, clean, one needs to check, to clean, to be poigamut. And the best idea is always to bring with roasting bags, enough big, in order to put, if somebody prepared the food, you have enough roasting bag, you just put the food in two roasting bags. So you take one roasting bag, you close it, you put another roasting bag, and you close it again. So whatever happened, you have double covering properly, and then you can use, obviously, in a clean oven to make sure it's clean, there's nothing on the shelf, and then you can use the Goyish oven. Just as a practical tip, when you put a double roasting bag, you'll find very quickly the roasting bags are starting to blow because the pressure inside. What you should do, just open the door, either if it's in a microwave, you'll find the same issue, or in the oven. You open the door, you let release the pressure, and then you carry on for another 5-10 minutes. In the microwave, usually I find after 1 minute, 1 in 10 seconds, depending on the strength of the microwave, and you'll have the same issue, and this happens even in the normal, what we call double wrap kosher meat that we find in the market. So you just stop the heating for a few seconds, you release the pressure, and then all you can start again. Sink, you know, we need the same way that we use for Pesach. Someone have one thing in for all year round, and for Pesach you use a bowl. This is the best way to use it for a non-kosher kitchen as well. To kosher it, and ask them to put a bowl. To clean all the equipment and everything, because it's not so straightforward. Now, barbecue is something which people make maybe a slight mistake, which I had it really quite a few times. People feel that a barbecue, which is obviously we're talking about goyish barbecue, a proper barbecue with gas, a professional piece, which basically the fire burned the whole time, and one can use a goyish barbecue. So we need to know that, although yeah, it's true that there is fire on it, but the grill don't get liben al pi halacha, And this is a richtige type of metal which comes direct in contact with a dry matter, which is a piece of meat, and therefore need a proper libum. There's no hatter about it. We have the fire underneath, just release the heat, but the metal itself, the grill, it doesn't become red, it don't burn it. The ideal is to buy a separate grill, and then you can put it onto the barbecue frame. Now, the only issue which can be is because when you light the grill onto the barbecue, it touched the frame. So the MS is, in this particular area where you have the frame, there's no what we call lachluch, is any liquid between those two. So be'emes, there's no blias will come from keli le keli without any blias. So really, there's no issue whatsoever. You can just put it down straight and to use it. If one is a bit worried that maybe, the pieces will go a little bit here and there, so put silver foil around. So like that, you lie on silver foil on top on the frame. But even without silver foil, one can light put the grill directly. What one need to be very careful is obviously there's different places on the barbecue. There's shelves, there's side shelves, side drawers. It's easily to take something out of the barbecue and put it on it. It's too hot, and you put it on the side shelf. And obviously, you're not allowed to use the goshe side shelf. But those you can, shelves. You have some wooden shelf or even metal grill on the barbecue when open up. You know, if you have a barbecue with a cover, you always have like another shelf on it. When you take out anything from the main on the gas, you put it on top. So you need to know that any equipment from which comes along with a barbecue, one cannot use it. Another point is sending away food. When one sends away food to abroad, we mustn't forget that we are mafkid beyad akum. We are sending it in a transit, if it's a transportation, if it's on a flight, and you're sending a suitcase with food, you are basically mafkid your food beyad akum, which requests chasimus api halacha. If it's dvorim, like cheese, milk, dairy product, one chasimah. If it's meat product, require two chasimahs. So if one have cooked or have chicken or raw or whatever it is, we need to seal it twice properly. Everyone can make his own way of chasimah. You take sellotape and you write your name. You can put family label underneath. And you sign your name or such a thing, but wanting to think it's not good. I just as an advice, don't seal the bag or the suitcase, because today there is at least 30% of suitcases which are physically opened up. When they go through the detecting machines, they open up many suitcases, and so mainly you can find the suitcases open with a note. I'm sorry, we open up the custom and excise or security, whatever it is. They open up a lot of suitcases, especially when they see that it has been sealed. So definitely they are looking for it. So they will open up. So one need to seal the food in the suitcase. Shabbos issues is very poshut. One need to be quite vigilant about it. Obviously the auto light system, which many flat apartments have, in hotels in particular, you walk in and the light goes on, and so on. So on the light, if it's in your house, is one din. If it's in a hotel side, it's another point. But if you're walking into your flat and suddenly the corridor goes on, it's not it's not so simple, because you are mamish making a maaseh, the light that you needed yourself. If you're walking around through a building, you maybe one can say, is the door shelo tzirich, I don't need it, and so on. There's a heterium for that. But in one own flat, and also in an apartment, when you go through the staircase, especially going up staircase and it's dark and you needed the light to see. So agroponim is maybe by day, maybe easier than by night, but agroponim one need to know beforehand. Fridge, we need lights in the fridges, we need to make sure that the light is taken out. I know it's simple things, but the things which as an experience I can tell you that Baruch Hashem, it comes a holiday, we forget the regular thing that that we do a home borchem. Today, no one have any light at home in the refrigerator. We remove it, the chatchila, and finish. But in the holiday places, it does happen. Hotel keys, electronic keys, is a big issue. Today, more and more hotels have the electronic. And thus, BMS validate as well the lift. So usually they're all connected at once. So mainly you can't sometimes even open the door to go in to the corridors. Even if you want to start walking the stairs, you need the security, you need to have your car. So you need to know in advance beforehand what are you going to do. And obviously there are some hotels will give you the opportunities, and when you come in, you'll tell them, we'll come to open you the door. But, you know, we need to ask a shayla if it's so simple and so on. Yeruve Tchumin, Chatzeres, is something that, it's obviously Chatzeres between Shcheinim, but Yeruve Tchumin is something which is very Shchiach, doesn't take very long, especially on holiday, we start walking, we forget ourselves, and we need to be very, very careful about it. And the last thing is the Zmanim, always take a Zmanim of the area. Every area can change so much between, you know, one place and another, and others of Mankishmes, of Mantvile, Shabbos, Shkir, and all the Zmanim is very important. And Be'ez Hashem, if one just look forward a little bit ahead, try to prepare, it doesn't take a lot of effort. I promise you, it takes much less effort than to find the apartments. But once we got an apartment, let's find out, to know. We need to have a checking list of what really we need to look, what we want in the place, and then we tick the boxes, we know exactly what they have, we arrive there, we know exactly what material, rather to start, you know, looking around in those places is almost impossible to find. And the Eved Helfen, we should all go and come back b'menuchas nefesh, through the koiches, for the new year Be'ez Hashem. Thank you.